Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to Can Trends, the show that delivers cutting-edge pricing trends and industry news to the bulk hemp and cannabis markets. Stay tuned for critical market analysis, new products, and even contract opportunities that your business can land on Can Trades Marketplace.
Hello and welcome to Can Trends. I'm Mark Rustelli, the CEO of Can Trade, and I'll be your host today. Before we dive into today's topic, looking into last year's vape crisis and its effects in 2020, it's important to touch on what CanTrade is in relation to this podcast, CanTrends. CanTrade is a B2B marketplace platform that connects buyers and suppliers in the hemp and cannabis industry while providing tools to track orders, manage clients, and close deals. Every week, we dive into a specific market category and analyze the data derived from over 1,900 businesses utilizing the CanTrade application. We then publish the analysis and talk about it on this podcast, appropriately named CanTrends. For more information and access to the weekly report, go to CanTrade.com and get registered. Let's get started. This week's CanTrends analysis covers last year's vape hysteria and how the THC and CBD vape market have been affected. In the summer of 2019, the vape industry received substantial negative media attention centered around concerns raised from a report released by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, otherwise known as the CDC. If you'd like to read the entire CDC report, I've put the link in the show notes. This report charges that e-cigarettes and vape cartridges were responsible for a rash of deaths and significant respiratory injuries. According to Project CBD, the illnesses are likely linked to additives in vape liquids, such as thinning, thickening, or flavoring agents. Specifically, vitamin E acetate has been called out as one of the major contributors, but several other additives and flavoring agents have also been shown to be toxic when heated, vaporized, or inhaled. In February, a reported 68 people had died in the U.S. because of Evoli, an acute respiratory illness, EVALI. Evoli is the name given by the CDC to this dangerous and newly identified lung disease linked to vaping. The name Evoli is an acronym that stands for e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury. Nearly 3,000 people were hospitalized with symptoms related to Evoli. This rare inflammatory condition occurs when fat or oils enter the lungs' alveolar sacs, causing symptoms similar to other kinds of pneumonia, usually triggered by bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Emergency room visits related to e-cigarettes or vaping products has sharply decreased after its peak in September of 2019. The CDC attributes this to multiple factors, such as the increased public health awareness of the risk associated with e-cigarettes and cannabis vaping products, coupled with law enforcement efforts clamping down on dodgy products, and the removal of vitamin E acetate from vape products. The crisis continues to cast a shadow over the licensed marijuana and hemp industry, affecting vape sales and dragging down publicly traded vaporizer companies' share prices. According to the investment assessment by MJ Biz Daily's Investor Intelligence, in the North American vape market, vape-related stocks fell considerably during this time period, declining by an average of 56% between August 23rd and September 30th, 2019. This affected industry leaders such as Kush Co., Green Lane Holdings, and Kronos Group. To see how this affects the present, let's talk about where CBD vape prices stand today by taking a look at the average cost of wholesale CBD vapes over the past 5 months. Vape pricing has stayed fairly steady over this time frame. The price movement was considerably less than the movement for biomass, flower, isolate, and distillate, which you can read more about in our previous analysis covering bulk and prepackaged hemp flower and biomass pricing trends. The average wholesale CBD vape price in May of 2020 was $19.25 per 1 gram cartridge. From May to June, the price rose slightly to $19.32. In July, the price fell to $16.67, an average 13% price drop from the mark in May. We saw a slight 8% rise from July to August to a price of $18.04 per 1 gram cartridge. And thus far in September, the average wholesale price of a CBD vape cartridge stands at $16.94, dropping an average of 12% in the pricing trend set from the original benchmark of $19.25 in May. Over the past 5 months, we've seen an average price of 5 cents per milliliter of CBD inside of a vape cartridge. The average high got as steep as 16 cents per milliliter and as low as 2 cents per milliliter. Speaking in terms of grams and liters, that means that CBD could be worth as much as $150 per gram or over $155,000 per liter in a vape cartridge. Now, with all these numbers, I'm only referring to the amount of CBD in a vape cartridge and not all the other components that go into the formulation or the cost of hardware. So what can we take away from today's analysis in our final insights? Surprisingly, according to Marijuana Business Daily, there was no significant impact on marijuana vape sales seen from the vaping illness outbreak. On a customer level, people continued vaping. This is likely because brands reacted well to the crisis by educating the public or customers about the dangers of illicit products and laid the lion's share of the blame on vitamin E acetate. Many companies are hoping for a public demand for premium vape products due to the vaping problem, which seems more realistic now as consumers are weary of using unsafe, illegal products. They'll become better informed using safer products with brands producing vaping products free of additives. Brands that do a good job in educating their customers and advertising additive-free products will be poised to reap the benefits. The average price of wholesale CBD vape cartridges is relatively stable with a minor price migration over the past 5 months. This suggests a relatively stable market with more safety and regulatory aware consumers and CBD vape enthusiasts.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
It's time to highlight some articles that will help you take a deeper dive into this week's analysis. Check out the MJ Biz Daily article, Marijuana Vape Firms Say 1 Year After a Vaping Crisis, Customers Turning to Legal Suppliers Over Illicit Market. In this article, they found that fewer cases of Evoli were linked to legal cannabis states. They also connected monthly vape sales metrics and market shares to the first reported Evoli death per state. Next up, we have another article by MJ Biz Daily. Vaping health scare takes a toll on cannabis firms' stock prices, but many see long-term opportunity beyond crisis. This article was created as the vape crisis hit in 2019. Based on an in-depth market report, they look at how the crisis affected companies that distribute vaporizers, e-liquids, and many other interesting predictions about 2020. Last up, we have ProjectCBD.org with an article titled, "The Vaping Crisis, 1 Year Later." In this article, the reader is provided with scientific information about the vape crisis slash Evoli scare. It covers vitamin E acetate, vape oil additives, synthetic cannabinoids, and the unregulated market. It's time to finish things up with some CanTrend highlights from the CanTrade marketplace. With all this talk about vapes, it's more important than ever to only buy from high-quality, reputable brands like the ones in the CanTrade network. If you're looking to expand your product line with private-labeled producers of CBD vape-filled cartridges, check out CBDism. They fill premium hardware with your desired cannabinoid formulation, strain, or effect. Once again, let's talk about the Hemp Show coming October 6th. This is an online monthly trade show hosted by me and powered by CanTrade. On the first Tuesday of every month, we are combining webinars with the connection and sales tools of the CanTrade platform to create an experience that provides true value for attendees and vendors. This is not just another trade show gone virtual. You don't have to set up an avatar and walk around some digital showroom like you're in a video game. We're keeping it simple and have a secret sauce that no other show has. The secret sauce is the CanTrade platform that will continue to generate sales opportunities before, during, and after the show. Every show builds on the last, and each participant makes the experience exponentially more valuable for everybody involved. The best part is that the Hemp Show is free to attend or present. You just have to be a registered and verified member of the CanTrade network. That wraps up this week's episode of CanTrends. Before you go, I'd like to leave everybody with a teaser. The CanTrade 3.1 update is currently in testing and set to drop by the end of this month, just before the October 6th Hemp Show. This update is going to be a big one. We've made improvements on the entire application and have an awesome new feature that the network is going to love. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, be sure to join the CanTrade network where your business can trade easy.